wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we've been going through so many different trials and tribulations through this coronavirus situation. All of us, we're all facing something. But I want you to know that God's word will work for whoever works the word of God. God is not a respecter of persons, and what He does for one person, He'll do for anyone else. And so we've been looking at the fact that God is in control, and He said He's going to do a new thing in the wilderness, that there'll be rivers of water, living water. He'll touch everything and make it come good. I promise you, He'll heal your body. He'll get your financial situation right. He'll get your kids back home. You're off drugs, whatever the addictions are. He will help your life because that's who He is, and that's what God does. And now, we started looking at this, and we saw that we believe we're at the end of an era and the beginning of an era, which means you're on the ground floor. This is a time to be rejoicing and speaking the word of God over ourselves, over our families, over our church, over our country. And we're supposed to be talking about the kingdom of God because people are desperately in need of hearing the word and the truth of God. But I believe we're at a pivotal state and place in our lives. And right now, we've been looking at that Proverbs 13, 22, where he talks about the wealth of the sinner. I believe there's a wealth transference coming right now. So let's pick up the service right now. And thank you for joining us. God bless you. How many of you know Proverbs 13, I believe it's 22? We've been prophesying and decreeing for years, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner, or the unsaved, is stored up for the just or the righteous or the saved. How, you all know, we've been decreeing and declaring that for years. The wealth of the sinner is stored up for the just. I believe this can be the time of the wealth transfer. I believe it with all my heart. Right now, there can be a wealth transfer coming to the hands of the children of God, because that's where the finances are supposed to be, because the hands of the children of God, the true children of God, are going to use it to promote the kingdom and get people into the kingdom and help lives. Help lives. So the wealth of the sinner stored up for the just, I believe we're starting to see that right now. But now, there's just something I've got to mention. Many people know the scripture that says God's going to give you houses you didn't build, vineyards you didn't plant, wells you didn't dig. Many people are believing that. And they're sitting there and they're waiting for it to fall on their head like ripe cherries off a tree. Ain't going to happen. Not going to happen. You have to get up. Now, when I say and do something about it, I'm not talking about your works to get anything from God. But you're going to have to use wisdom. Now listen to what God's saying. He might give you witty inventions, witty ideas, ways to get in on different areas. He might tell you buy a stock. He might tell you sell a stock. He might, whatever he tells you. He might tell you find out something about this business. He might tell you reinvent yourself. I spoke to Warren, Brother Warren, and he was telling me, Pastor, he said, it's absolutely incredible what God's doing. The job I've been doing is like on the side. I'm still involved in that, but God's given me everything brand new, and it's 10 times bigger. You've got to be ready to step into something different. You can't just sit at home. Go online. My son, for instance, he's taken full opportunity of what's happening right now. He's got his karate. He's going for his second dan. And he's doing training, virtual training on the computer. And he's just so sold out to this. He's got the web page. He's got the videos. Everything's going. People will prosper in these times. You can't just sit there and say, okay, God, here I am. The wealth of the sinner stood up for me. No. No, he's saying, get up and do something. Invest yourself in becoming somebody different if you're not happy with what you've been doing all your life. You want multiple streams of income, but you've done nothing to get them. Amen. But this is the time. And the wealth will be transferred into the children of God's hands. He will give you ideas. He will give you things to patent. He'll give you so many inventions that you can come out with. He'll show you ways to help people. If you are going to help people in the kingdom of God, God will help you to do something. And so I want to encourage us. Let's get out there. I mean, we've got people that work with people on their 401ks. I speak into their lives that God will give them understanding, witty ideas, and ways to get to people to help them. And come up with something new maybe. Who knows? God can do anything. I will make a way in the wilderness. Well, we're in the wilderness. Do you want the way? Yeah. Whose way? God's way. We'll start to listen to what God says, and God will help you. So to me, these are exciting times. But Pastor, you're sitting in a church with 9 or 10 people in here now, where you normally have hundreds. Well, you know what? There's thousands listening out there now. There may be 10, yeah, but there's way more out there. We've gone on every kind of social media platform that you can go on. My wife and the school are doing something all day, every day, 3 or 4 live streams. We're getting out there more than we ever did. So the fact that I'm sitting in a church with a couple of people here, that doesn't bother me. I'd like it to be full. It's going to be a game. And we're probably going to have to double up services. But you know what? It's going around the world. It's going around the world. Thank God we've got the ability to hook up to that. Now, I could just say, oh, well, you know what? We've got no church. I'll just, you know, preach to 10 people and go home. And don't worry about getting on all the media platforms you can, doing that kind of stuff. God's not going to prosper that. God wants the sheep to be taken care of by the shepherds, the under-shepherds that he put in the earth. There are a lot of sheep at the moment that don't have contact with their shepherd. So what's happening now? And the devil tries to come and separate. Remember, he goes around like a roaring lion. And a roaring lion tries to separate the flock, or one from the flock, so he can grab it. Not in this church. You've got us word of the day every day. You've got healing school tomorrow. You've got Wednesday night. You've got Sunday. You've got my wife and the school doing something. We've got so much stuff going out there. You're not alone. And we're on Zoom having prayer every morning and every evening at 8 o'clock. It's absolutely amazing. Everyone's praying for you. Our whole church is being prayed for right now. And so we've got so many ways. We do the Zoom. We're starting small groups now. And we're going to do small groups on Zoom. It's wonderful. I can do a small group with someone in China. I can do a small group with someone next door. I don't have to go to their house. These things are helping us, preparing us, and getting people into the kingdom. Amen. I think we've got to start thinking more kingdom mentality. You know, and look at overtaking those 7 mountains, which is the media and the government and the family and things like it, and arts and entertainment. We got to get the children of God that love God, that want to promote God, on top of those 7 mountains. Amen. And so this is a great opportunity. Don't see this as a problem. See it as an opportunity. Sure, you may be stuck at home. Sure, you don't have a salary. Sure, you might have got the symptoms on you. But you turn to God and say, Lord, I know you will prepare a way for me in the wilderness. And I'm coming out of this thing stronger than I went in. Like Job, he came out of the thing stronger than he went in. So it's not a problem because we've got a solution. God, Jesus, is the solution. Amen. And so we've learned from Scripture that the devil goes around like a roaring lion. We found out he's looking for people that he can devour. And so we went through that. And the Word tells us in 2 Corinthians 2:11, God's Word, 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, I don't want Satan to outwit us. After all, we are not ignorant about Satan's scheming. We're not ignorant about it. Why? Because the Word of God tells us how he operates. And we've learned it. We've spoken to the church. Remember, we had the roar of the lion. And so we've been teaching you about how he operates. The King James says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us. Look what he says here. We are not ignorant of his devices. There are people that are ignorant of his devices. People that don't know God, they haven't received God. People that are born again, but don't even bother about the word of God. They don't look at it. They don't listen to service. They don't go to church. They don't have a Bible. Then you are ignorant of his devices, and he can trap you. But if you're a child of God and you're listening to teachings and you're in the word and you read the Bible and you go online and you are not ignorant of his devices, because we will teach you in this church. The New Living Translation says, Satan will not outsmart us, for we are very familiar with all of his evil schemes. We're familiar with his evil schemes. God's told us how he operates. If he's like a roaring lion, we study the lion, how he operates, and we study what God told us, and he tries to get you in unforgiveness. You get out of unforgiveness, you let the people go, because if you get into unforgiveness, you're separating yourself from God, because, well, not really from God, but God says, if you don't forgive, I can't forgive you. And so he wants you to be in unforgiveness, because that'll breed in your life and it'll cause things to happen in your life. You've got to forgive people. We know the devil wants you to walk in unforgiveness. Yeah, so-and-so said this about you. And people will tell you, because he wants you to walk in unforgiveness. And unforgiveness will harm you, not them. Amen? And I want you to say this. Say, I am seeing more clearly now than I have ever seen. Say that. I am seeing more clearly now than I have ever seen. And say this. I am more aware of the enemy's schemes than I have ever been. You know the devil and how he operates. So you don't have to fear about him, because he's going to come. And you know one of his schemes? Listen to this. He comes to bring doubt as to who you are and what you possess in Christ. He comes and he says to you, oh, you're just a no good sinner. Oh, you're a sick person. You did this, you did that. You're no good. You're not a child of God. Call yourself a child of God. He gets to try to get you to doubt who you are. He got Adam and Eve to doubt who they were, and they fell. He tried to get Jesus to doubt who he was, and the devil fell, not Jesus. So he wants you to doubt who you are. And when you doubt who you are and what you have in Christ, he can snare you. But you know who you are in Christ. If you're in this church, you know you are in Christ. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, and that includes the devil. Now, I spoke about the 10 virgins last week. I spoke about the 5 foolish virgins and the 5 wise virgins. What happened was, and I showed a picture, the 5 foolish virgins went away and the 5 wise virgins stayed in covenant with God. What does it mean? Just a quick explanation. What are the 5 virgins that were wise? They were the ones that were staying in covenant with the King of Glory. What does it relate to today? Those are the ones that are staying in covenant with Jesus Christ, staying covered by the blood, working with the church, helping the church to grow, serving in the church, giving of their tithes and offerings, coming to the church, encouraging other people, reading their Bible, staying in the Word of God, doing praise and worship, listening to Christian music. Those are the ones trying to be the best they can be in the kingdom of God. When they sin, they try to stop that sin and turn from it. Those are the ones that are the wise virgins. The foolish virgins, I see them as ones that get saved and they soon drift away and they get right back into the world, completely back in the world, and they live without even knowing a thing about God, without reading the Bible, without going to church, without watching online, nothing whatsoever. Those to me are the foolish ones. The wise ones are the ones reading, listening, talking, teaching, helping, sharing, sowing, and they are keeping oil in their lamps. And the oil represents the Holy Spirit. You see, those, a lot of the times what happens, the Bible says, the enemy comes immediately to steal the word. Why does he want to steal the word? Because Jesus said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with you.